Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Dealing with controversial issues without getting confrontational. Jennifer Elwell, Director of Communications and Education with the Kentucky Corn Growers Association, says that's the goal of a group called TAC4 Solutions, holding a forum tomorrow in Louisville on genetically modified technologies.
A group called TAC4 Solutions, they're working to bring corporations and associations, government together to have good political discourse about tough issues. And they have decided they would like to have a discussion about genetically modified food.
Elwell will be representing the pro position and says she looks forward to the opportunity to clear the air and answer some questions.
Should we be messing with nature? What about, what are the rights of the farmers? There are a lot of things that are in people's minds these days, and we're just trying to bring everything to the table and try to come up with some kind of middle ground, some common ground in that arena.
From her perspective, genetically modified technologies and traditional production have their place. As world population expands, she thinks GMO is part of the answer.
So if we can produce a plant that can grow in the desert, or one that's going to resist pests, that require less pesticides, I think that's a step in the right direction.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it. Farming is not just a living, it is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
We're proud to be raising beef in Kentucky.
We produce pork and we eat pork.
A lot of people don't realize just how big poultry is in Kentucky.
We're very proud of producing food for consumers.
At the core, most any farm is a family, and I'm proud to work with my family every day.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
As to whether or not the Kentucky corn growers Jennifer Elwell is walking into a lion's den at tomorrow's forum in Louisville, she says program planners assure fairness to all. She says they'll actually use yellow flags like football referees if someone strays off target. Regarding production preferences,
I think there is room for everybody. Many different production methods can work for so many different people, and I think it's going to take us all coming together to feed everybody.
She feels genetic plant modification to achieve, for example, a pest-resistant trait is a good thing, especially as the world faces a growing population.
That's saving energy, it's saving fuel, it's saving time for the farmers and resources, so lots of environmental benefits. And as a mom, I have no trouble feeding my children crops that may be genetically modified.
The Kentucky Corn Grower Association's Jennifer Elwell. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.